We are 7 days, count it, 7 days until the U.S. elections, and the witches are at it again. They're trying to curse Trump, but it's not going too good for them. We're going to talk about that on today's podcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? You heard it right. It is Tuesday, October 29th. That means we are literally 7 days away until the U.S. elections. And there was a report that came out, and I knew I had to cover this. And this is quite humorous to me. And we're going to get right into this. Before we get started, can you do me a favor? Hit that like button. That's going to help push us out there on these algorithms on Rumble and YouTube. And for your benefit, why don't you go ahead and hit that subscribe button and hit those push notifications as well on all these platforms so that you can be informed of of what we're doing and what material that we're putting out there in our next podcast. All right, this is an actual headline. This is from Fox 28. Look at this headline. Quote, self-proclaimed witches say spells won't work against Trump. Let me say that again. Self-proclaimed witches are saying that their spells will not work against Trump. Now, before we get into the ins and outs of why they're not working, I'm going to take you back. I found this article doing research on this. I'm going to talk about this. These witches are trying to use their power to defeat Donald Trump. Now, what power are they using? They're the forces of the devil. They're using demonic powers in the form of witchcraft to try to cast quote unquote spells or curses and speak curses over Donald Trump. All right, let's read a little bit of this. Each month under the glow of waning crescent moon, thousands of American voters who also happen to be self-identified witches gather online and in person with one goal. And what is that goal? Preventing Donald Trump from winning the presidential election. Now stop. Guys, this should tell you something right here. Why are witches gathering to stop Donald Trump? You know, it's amazing how all these people out here, and again, I'm not putting Trump on a pedestal, but I'm just saying as far as the two candidates go, he is the best choice that we have. And he may not be sanctified, but I'm not going to go as far as to say that he doesn't know the Lord or he's not saved. That's not for me to judge. Now, I know the Bible says that we will know them by their fruit. But guys, if we did if we started doing an evaluation on many of you, I could ask the same question. Are you really saved? Because if I sat down with you and listened to your mouth or the intents of your heart or your attitude or your intentions or your motives or things that you may have weaknesses in, whatever the case may be. Okay, for the sake of argument, I find it intriguing that witches are not trying to stop Kamala Harris. Could it be possible it's because they're all in this working for the same master? Could it be possible that they're in the same league? Because remember, Satan cannot defeat Satan. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. But yet, according to this article, quote, their one goal is to prevent Donald Trump from winning the presidential election. Armed with orange candles, tarot cards, and not so flattering photo of the former president, they, quote, cast a spell to block his return to the White House. The final words are the synchronized ritual, quote, you're fired, echo as Trump's image burns to the ground. Meanwhile, a very different group has been gathering in packed convention centers and under tents in states across the country. They are devout Christians on a religious political campaign dubbed the, quote, Courage Tour, and they are part of a growing movement that embraces supernatural gifts like prophecy and divine healing. By the way, all those are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. With raised, swaying hands and collective prayer chants, I don't know about prayer chants, but anyway, they rally for two divine interventions, to, quote, make Trump president again and to, quote, protect him from what they see are the, quote, forces of evil arrayed against him. Both groups see each other as opposites. You think? one using the occult and the other invoking miracles. You just got to love the verbiage. No, they're not invoking miracles. They are praying. They're probably spirit-filled believers praying, and we're going to show you a clip of some of that here in just a minute. And I know I'll get flack about this. It's okay. It's nothing new. Again, guys, I'd love to hear your opinion. And I understand that everybody's not a Trump fan. I get that. But please see Ephesians chapter 6 and all of this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and spiritual darkness and wickedness and heavenly host. All it talks about that in Ephesians 6. There's ranks of demonic powers. Both believe in the supernatural power to influence an election where Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are neck to neck in opinion polls. Yeah, I don't know about that either. Quote, these groups may be widely different in what they're fighting for, but how they're fighting for it looks very similar. This is according to Sabina Magliocco, who is a University of British Columbia professor who studies the modern witch movement. Look at this flyer, guys. Witches, we need you. Quote, a spell to bind Donald Trump and all those who abet him. This is an actual flyer. February 24, 2020. Now this was put up on during the last election, back in 2017. This came out midnight Friday evening. Again, this was a quote bind Trump Wiccan ritual poster from 2017. Again, this should tell you all you need to know. As faith in political structures falters, both sides are turning to quote higher powers. Witches with their magic and Christians with their prayers to try and regain some semblance of control in an increasingly chaotic election season. Quote, they're turning to the supernatural because they feel like they have no other choice. Wow. They are looking to tip the scales in their favor using whatever means possible. To the witches, the orange candles may be for a binding spell. Look at that. That aims to, quote, prevent Trump from doing further harm. Now, what is the further harm that he's doing? Makes you wonder, don't it? But the yellow candles are for something very different. This month, about 100 women across the U.S. are invited to gather on Zoom and light their yellow candles for a, quote, ritual. Eyes closed, they visualize a future 3 years from now where Kamala Harris is president. Each woman focuses intensely on this vision while their candles symbolize clearing obstacles from Harris's path to victory. This ritual is called, quote, future casting, and at the center of it all is Wendy Hossman, who is a D.C.-based witch. Imagine that. Who left her corporate career to practice witchery full-time. You mean witchcraft? Leading a coven of professionals, lawyers, doctors, and executives. Think about that, guys. You could be working with witches and don't even know it. You could be working with people who practice witchcraft in your profession and not even know it. Now, I think you would know it. I think, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I think it's going to tell, they're going to manifest themselves. At one point or another, it's going to come out, especially if, guys, if you're a believer and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to discern it. You're going to see this. So again, leading a coven of professionals, lawyers, doctors, and executives, according to her, Hausman guides them through, quote, rituals aimed at shaping the political landscape. And just think, guys, people like me and others get laughed and scorned at when we bring up that this is spiritual warfare. When we bring up that every 4 years, there is an increase of demonic activity and spiritual warfare over the elections, we get laughed at and scorned at. But yet here is, quote unquote, professed witches, people who practice the occult and witchcraft, who are admitting to taking place and taking part of these rituals, all in the attempt to try to stop Donald Trump. So who's the crazy one now? Who's the conspiracy theorist now? And you know what's sad is I can't get half of the Christians to even believe this. Some of y'all will hear this and listen, and you still won't believe because you have been brainwashed by the mainstream media and these lukewarm Christians, they profess Christians that don't even believe in spiritual warfare. They don't believe in demonic activity. And these are the same folks that on 2 days from now, they'll be out there partaking of one of the most evil days on the entire calendar, who, again, the founder of the Satanic Church, Anton LaVey, even touted this. He even made the statement that at least Halloween is the one day of the entire year that Christians will allow their children to come and celebrate. But yet you still do it. You still partake of it because you're in love with darkness. All right, quote, "It's given us agency where we don't have any." Hausman said in an interview, and according to her, the more future casters there are, the stronger the, quote, "magic" is. That's why she plans to invite her 25,000 mailing list subscribers to join these political rituals leading up to the election. Look at that. So here's a woman who is involved in practicing witchcraft, sending out a flyer of 25,000 to join so that they can intense their curses against Donald Trump. And then you wonder why this man has dealt with so much stuff. Attempted assassinations and this and all the other things that's going on because it's demonic. These are assignments of hell. Oh, but I've got good news in just a moment. This is just one of many rituals being performed by witches across America. Look at that. All aimed at securing a Democratic win in 2024. So you're a professed Democrat listening to this, and you're going to vote for Kamala Harris. Just know that you're on the side of those who practice witchcraft and the occult, who are the forces of evil are fighting for the win of the Democratic Party. That should tell you all you need to know. That's not my words. I'm just showing you. I'm giving you facts and laying it out here, folks. You can do whatever you want with it. Well, I'm unsubscribing. I'm unliking. Goodbye. It don't matter to me. I don't care because we're going to keep plowing and we're going to keep preaching. Another monthly ritual involves binding spells to block Trump's reelection and prevent him from doing harm. You know why another reason why we're exposing this, guys, is so you know how to pray. When you pray, the Bible says you loose and you bind. You can bind these demonic powers. And listen, you can't curse what God's blessed. Whether you like someone or you don't, if they're fighting on God's side, you're fighting against the kingdom of God. No weapon formed against them will prosper. I don't care what you do. I don't care how many witches and warlocks and sorcerers you get on your side and how many spells of binding and loosing and all this other nonsense that you want to perform in the name of trying to stop somebody. You will not stop what God has ordained. Michael Hughes, one of the originators of the Trump binding spell back in 2017, suggested these rituals have gained momentum and participation as the election nears. Quote, "There is a renewed energy from witches." Look at this. Once Kamala got the nomination. Guys, I'm just going to read it again. "There was a renewed energy from witches once Kamala got the nomination." Are you serious? What does this tell you? This should tell you everything you need to know. On the right, Trump has his own spiritual warriors calling on divine intervention to bring him back to the White House. Charismatic Christians, part of growing a movement of believers in supernatural gifts like prophecy, see Trump as God's chosen leader. Now, okay, trigger alert. We're going to name some people that I necessarily don't follow. I don't agree with all their theology, but listen to me and hear me out. But if they stand for the sanctity of marriage, they stand for the sanctity of life, they stand, come on, for the moral compass of our society, then I stand with them, despite if I don't agree with their theology. I know that some of y'all shocked right there. But guys, there comes a time when we're going to have to put some of our theological, now we're not talking about these people saying that Jesus is not Lord. That's heresy. These are individuals who have a different theological view. Now, could it be dangerous? Possibly, but I think our nation going in a direction of Kamala Harris is far more dangerous than whether or not I agree with some of these, what we would call new apostolic reformation people. Okay. I know this comes to a shock to some of you, but you need to hear me out for a second. Because this is coming from those who practice witchcraft. All right. So let's go back here. At the heart of their efforts is the Courage Tour, a national campaign in key swing states led by Lance Wallnau, an evangelical influencer. On Facebook in 2015, Wallnau likened Trump to the biblical King Cyrus, who liberated the Jewish people then in Babylonian captivity, serving the needs despite not being a Jew himself. Donald Trump is more prophetic than people think. There is a Cyrus anointing on this man. And again, you can do what you want with that. At rallies, thousands gather online in person to pray, worship, and hear speakers like Maria Rodriguez, a former Planned Parenthood worker turned pro-life activist who spoke at the Courage Tour stop in Arizona. Our goal is for people to gather and pray for the nation. Again, I have no problem with that, Rodriguez. The more people praying, the stronger our odds. Agree. I agree with that. During the Philadelphia stop, the audience was treated to a guest appearance by U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance. His attendance garnished backlash online, especially after Wallnau described Harris' debate performance as, quote, witchcraft. Now, again, as crazy as it may sound, that coming from uttered from his mouth after reading what I just revealed to you, after showing you what I just revealed to you and what side the witches are actually on and who they're promoting to win the candidacy, is it really that crazy? For these Christians, a political left and anyone opposing Trump represents evil. Some even see their prayers as counteracting the spells witches are casting against Trump. Quote, they see Trump as God's warrior and anyone who opposes him as a threat to the vision of America. And again, this is where all the journalists and the liberal writers will twist this and make it about white nationalism. This is according to Matthew Taylor, a scholar at the Institute of Islamic, Christian, and Jewish Studies who follows the issue. And so on any given night, as fervent prayers ascend to heaven in support of Trump, believers on the opposing side of the political spectrum petition the cosmos just as devoutly for his ruin. Again, spiritual warfare. All sides believe ordinary political action isn't enough to win this election. That's where, quote, magic comes in. It's not magic, guys. It's demonic influence. It's demonic. Historically, magic emerges when people feel like they can't achieve things through normal means, especially when stakes and anxieties are high. And again, guys, they're not invoking magic. They're invoking demonic powers. The use of magic in politics isn't new. During the Second World War, British occultist Dian Fortune led visualizations to protect Britain from Nazi invasion. In 67, 35,000 anti-war protesters famously tried to levitate the Pentagon to drive out evil influences in the military. Wow. While U.S. elections don't have a long recorded tradition of magical involvement, the 2016 race sparked a surge of supernatural activity on both sides. Look at that. The 2016 race sparked a surge of supernatural activity on both sides. And again, if you feel election spiritual warfare, then it's a real thing. They're talking. That's what they're talking about. Some far right groups like the cult of Keck, I don't even know who she's talking about here, believed sharing memes of a cartoon frog could create chaos and help Trump win. That's ridiculous. I don't even know what that is. Meanwhile, left-leaning witches began binding spells to limit Trump's powers. But these witches and Christians aren't just saying a couple of prayers and rituals and calling it a day. That's only the first step. All right, we only got a little bit more here, guys. But the Irene Gloss, a witch from Maryland, says that while magic is important, magic alone won't win election. That's why witches also engage in, quote, political action, like writing letters, knocking on doors, and organizing rallies, she said. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, I want you, hold on, I got to pull this back. I got to talk about this. Again, isn't it amazing how witches will go, they'll go the extra mile to assure victory for Kamala Harris, their candidate. They'll go the extra mile. We're going to walk, we're going to knock on doors, we're going to rally, we're going to campaign. But yet, over 30 million Christians won't even get up off their butt and go vote in the election. That is profound, guys, isn't it? Is it just me? Come on. Again, hit me up in the comments, guys, in the chat. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know your comments on this. Let's finish this article. Then want to move to something else here. She calls this blend of, quote, magic and activism as acting in accordance in witchcraft, following up spells with real world efforts. Again, let's go to Christianity for a second. Let's go back to God's camp. Prayer is good, but faith without works is dead. So listen, we as believers can pray all we want for God to elect someone who's going to uphold the Constitution and uphold godly values for our nation, but you got to put legs, you got to put feet to your prayer. You got to get out there and do your civil duty and vote. Well, I'm tired of you talking about politics, brother. I thought you can't talk about politics because the separation of church and state. Well, number one, we are not a 501c3. So I can talk about whatever I want. Okay. All right. Similarly, the Courage Tour isn't just about prayer. It's a get out the vote effort. One of its main goals is to recruit participants at local election workers and poll watchers. Leon Benjamin, leader of MAGA Black and speaker at the Michigan Courage Tour, said, quote, we can gather and pray, but the real work is done on the ground. All right, now let's go back to the original article. Self-proclaimed witches say spells won't work against Trump. What? Why are they not working? This is from CBNNews.com. From dabblers to hardcore practitioners, witchcraft has been on the rise in the U.S. in recent years. It has become so trendy that there's an entire TikTok hashtag dedicated to witch talk, and it's got billions of views. The occult has gained popularity in the political realm as well. We just talked about that, so we'll skip over that. Now, here it is. With the presidential election right around the corner, witches are trying to cast spells against Donald Trump, but look at this. But this time around, they're reportedly frustrated. Their spells are not working. Wow. Let me read this here. One witch strongly advised against it, suggesting everyone practice spells in favor of Kamala Harris. Quote, I hate to say this, but don't do magic against him. Look at this. He has a form of protection surrounding him that feeds off of magic done against him. Wow. Let me read that again. This is from a witch. A practicing witch says, don't do magic. Don't try to bind spells against him. Don't try to curse him, etc. Why? Because he has a form of protection surround him that feeds off magic done against him. Quote, you will have better results if you focus your magic on helping his opponent or protecting yourself and others. I wish it would work to bind him or do a freezer spell, but you will only be helping him. Folks, can I tell you what that is? Again, whether you like the man or you don't, you have a massive group of individuals in like flesh and blood people surrounding him. And we're going to show you a clip from that where they're praying for him. And you've got millions of people in the United States that are spirit-filled believers that are all praying for him. And they're binding the forces of the devil. They're binding the forces of evil. They're binding witchcraft. They're binding all this thing. And your Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Translation, if you try to curse something that God has blessed, it's going to come back on you. Oh, some of y'all better hear this. I'm telling you, some of you get in trouble with your mouth. Because you're trying to curse believers. You're trying to curse believers that you don't like and you don't agree with and you don't like them and you have personal problems with them. So you get on social media and you and you run your mouth and you try to destroy. This is why, listen, people curse us all the time. They say all kinds of ill against me and my ministry, and they word curse us. But you know what I do when I get in my prayer closet? I say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I release them. I hold no grudges against them. And Lord, into their hands, I put them into your hands. You said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I let the Lord handle it, because the battle is not mine, but it belongs unto the Lord. Listen, witches, witchcraft, sorcery, all this stuff is it's all in the Bible. You had the witch of Endor in 1 Samuel 28. Remember this? King Saul visited the witch of Endor. You have the magicians and the and those who practice this nonsense in the house of Pharaoh. This is Jannes and Jambres, and they try to replicate what God was doing through the hand of Moses, and they were able to replicate it for a certain time and up to a certain point, and then God overcame them. God overtook them. They, oh, come on, somebody. See, Satan can counterfeit only so much, but God will always be triumph. Then you had Balaam. Balaam was he's practiced divination. He was hired by King Balak with the intent to curse the Israelites. But Balaam found out real quick that you can't curse what God's blessed. You can't curse what God's blessed. Even though he could try to say, he could speak all he want, do all he want, but when God's hand was upon them, it would not prevail against them. Then in Acts chapter 8, you had Simon the sorcerer. This is a guy that tried to purchase the Holy Spirit with money, and Peter completely rebuked him. Then you had another man named Bar-Jesus, who was a Jewish sorcerer. This is in Acts chapter 13, who tried to oppose Paul and Barnabas as they were preaching in Rome. And again, he was dealt with by the apostles, through the power of God. Listen, he tried again. This was a man who was a Jewish sorcerer who tried to oppose apostles in the New Testament, and they were struck with blindness. Would God do such a thing? Friend, listen to me. You get in dangerous territory when God has raised up anyone, whoever it is. If God's hand truly is upon them, and you try to oppose it, and you try to take it out, and you try to intervene or interfere with that, you're fighting against God. That's not a good thing. And of course, listen, the Bible explicitly forbids any form of practice of witchcraft, divination, sorcery, all of this. Deuteronomy 18, Leviticus 19, Exodus 22, all talk about this. Yet again, it is profound to me that we have Christians who partake of this stuff. Now look at this. I'm going to read the rest of this. Some said certain spells just don't seem to work as well against political figures because they have, quote, a lot of energy around them. Plus, one said Trump has quite a few people praying for him. I love how these witches acknowledge that their chants, their sorceries, their spells, and all of this cannot prevail against God. They even admit it. Look at this quote. Therefore, he has a shield, a flimsy one, of course, but a shield nonetheless. Quote, I am trying to figure out a way to create spells that can bypass that, but it's difficult. The witch wrote, also saying, quote, freezing his supporters would be beneficial. Most of them are just civilians and wouldn't have the same shielding. Oh, don't underestimate the millions of spirit-filled believers that are praying, my friend. According to their poster, like in chess, wipe out each piece to get to the king. As for Project 2025, I'm not sure because it does have backing from pretty powerful groups, but it is only a concept that its implementation has been fully coordinated beyond bleeding throughs in some laws. I'd suggest freezing it to be on the safe side, though, and then shift focus to uplifting Kamala Harris's campaign. Folks, listen to me. This is for educational purposes. You better take all this to heart, because now you need to know what to pray about. You need to be praying against the forces of evil that come on. These witches live in your city. They live in your town, that you could be working with them. And if they know you're a believer and they know where you stand politically, they behind the scenes in the dark of their home, behind closed doors, a lot of these are trying to bind spells against you. They're using witchcraft against you. This is why it is imperative for you to be prayed up, filled up, be under the blood of Jesus in your prayer closet, and rely and know that he, if God be for you, who can be against you? Come on, this is not to freak you out or to make you afraid. It's to up your prayer life and your intercession. All right, I want to close with this. I want to show you, let's just show you where one of the sources of, quote, the energy that is shielding former President Donald Trump is coming from. And I'm using that term, I'm being facetious here. We know it's not a, quote, form of energy. It's the power of prayer. Again, I want to make this point that I don't necessarily agree with everybody up on this panel. I don't agree with their theology. I don't support them. But I want you to hear their prayers, because what they pray is spot on. I have no problem with what they're praying. Let's watch this.
Danny Gokey, American Idol winner, man of God and of faith, my America. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stretch your hands to the president. And Jenny, I know you'll, I think Pastor Jack is going to start us leading in prayer. And we will go from there and have just a few people lay hands on your president. Thank you. How many of you just had an amazing time today with the president?
And again, the context of this is where he was speaking at the National Faith Advisory Board's National Faith Summit. This was recently in Powder Springs, Georgia. And again, there was a lot of different Christians, different leaders, pastors, evangelists that were all gathered around from different denominations, different backgrounds. So that's the context of this.
Thank you.
I think it would be good. I think it would be good if you all stretched out a hand towards President Trump and unite our hearts together for him. We thank you, O God, and we come to you in the name of Jesus, who is Lord.
Notice, listen what he says. We come to you in the name of Jesus,
Lord Christ our King.
Who is Lord Christ our King. At least they're not ashamed of it, unlike the other side.
We thank you that in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. And we thank you for our country. We love you, Jesus, and we also love our country. And we thank you that you've raised up a man, Donald J. Trump, to be a warrior for the word of God and the wisdom that comes from God. Thank you for protecting him, for keeping your hand of blessing upon him. And we pray as you raise him up once again to be our president, that you would give him strength and wisdom and joy in the journey.
Father God, right now, as I pray over President Trump, I thank you that you secure his life, his calling, his purpose, that no weapon formed against him will be able to prosper. And 1,000 will fall at his side and 10,000 at his right hand, but it will not come nigh him.
Now, see, these are the kind of prayers, guys, that is being prayed over him. And then you wonder why he escapes these impossible odds of people trying to take him out. Because this is the kind of prayers. These are the kind of prayers that's being prayed over him. This is his, quote unquote, shield and protection over him. So, again, I have no problem. I'm not a big fan of Paula White. I'll just come out and tell you. I'm not a huge fan of Paula White. I don't support her. I don't advocate her. You'll never see me do that. But everything she's praying, I have no problem with this. Listen to this.
We secure his family, his children, his calling, and everything that pertains to what you have called him to carry out. And I ask for divine visitations, that you would continue to give him your wisdom, according to James 1:5, that you would give him the mind of Christ, according to Philippians 2:5, that you said in Psalm 33, that blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. And we just thank you for our fighter of faith and for freedom and for religion, God. And most of all, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I had no problem whatsoever with that prayer. That was a powerful prayer right there, what she prayed.
And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Pastor Jensen and Pastor Travis. Pastor Jensen, I know you'll close it out here and pray over him.
Last night you mentioned that the other team are vessels. But I want you to know, and we want you to know, we believe you're a vessel.
Amen.
You're a chosen vessel. That's a Bible verse in the book of Acts.
And again, I've said that this man is definitely a chosen vessel for this hour. Again, what that is, what that looks like, what it will be, is yet to be seen. So again, you know, say what you want, whether you like him, you don't like him. And I don't want to get off. I could take a rabbit trail here. But the bottom line is, God is definitely, according to the book of Daniel, set up kings and set down kings. and it's yet to be seen. We'll know in about a week, about 7 or 8 days.
It said Paul was a chosen vessel, and we're praying for God's blessing on your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance, his favor upon you, and give you peace and blessing and bless this nation. Yes, and we pray it all in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, again, guys, I don't have a problem with anything they just prayed right there. I'm in total agreement with that. Again, let me know your comments in the comment section below or in the chat and whatever or not. Even on Rumble, we'd love to hear from you as well. And again, we welcome you guys on Apple and Spotify. I know you guys can't comment, but sometimes you stop in, pop in YouTube, let us know your thoughts. Again, we appreciate you guys. If you'd like to keep up with our ministry, you can do that at getting our app. Download it today. It's on Apple, Android devices. Download it. Hit yes to push notifications. You'll be squared away, be good to go, and have every headline and every breaking news, every podcast, viewpoint, everything will be right there at your fingertips. And as always, guys, if this ministry is a blessing to you, it encourages you, equips you, informs you, all the above, and you appreciate what we do, we'd love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through multiple different ways and sources there, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, we're going to sign off for this afternoon. We'll be right back here tonight for our main gathering of individuals, our church family here in the chat. And we'd love to be with you. And that'll be tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And man, we've got a powerful message. So I want you to be here because you got to hear this. For all of you folks to say, well, where's the good news? We're going to bring it tonight. So be here 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.